Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, March 21st, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Investors head into next week with plenty of wild cards to size up, including U.S. trade relations with China, the Treasury yield curve, and an increased focus on the potential for higher corporate tax rates down the road. On that last item, Credit Suisse chief U.S. equity strategist Jonathan Golub thinks the probability of tax increases coming this year could rise if the economy shows particular strength. He warned the market in 6 to 8 months from now is going to start getting more concerned about that. The event calendar for next week includes an Intel update on products and a virtual eSystems product day from Lear Corporation. There is also an earnings report from GameStop to strap in for and prepare for some extra volatility. During the earnings call, GameStop management is likely to be asked about the Reddit-inspired share price explosion, along with expected updates on revenue trends and the digital strategy. In earnings news, Adobe and IHS Market report on the 23rd, General Mills and KB Home on the 24th, Darden Restaurants, Blink Charging, and Momo report on March 25th. In M&A news, shareholders' votes are scheduled for the all-stock Navios Maritime Partners Navios Maritime Containers deal, the Great American Buyout of Sportsman's Warehouse, and the Sumitovant Biopharma acquisition of Eurovant Sciences. Intel is hosting an Unleashed Engineering the Future event next week that could include a product roadmap update. New CEO Pat Gelsinger on March tipped that the event will include a business update and webcast address on the new era of innovation and leadership. During the company's Q4 report in January, Intel said its FY21 forecast would be provided no later than the Q1 report and said more details about the 2023 product plans would come after Gelsinger took the reins. Other key events to watch next week include the BioCryst Pharmaceuticals Virtual R&D Day, the Lear Virtual eSystems Product Day, the Roche Diagnostics Investor Day, Interactive Corporation's Vimeo Investor Day, and Alchemist Investor Day. Lyft expects ride-sharing volume growth in excess of 100% in the week ahead as the company recovery appears to be ahead of schedule. Wedbush Securities thinks the positive trends could extend for Lyft with springboard-like pent-up demand on the horizon and a much more profitable model on the other side of a vaccine. The firm notes that Lyft does not have the regulatory or legal employee or contractor headache issues in Europe like Uber or a food delivery business drag on margins. Keep an eye on Lyft next week for an update on ride-sharing trends through its corporate blog. XPeng is conducting the longest autonomous driving test in China of a mass-produced vehicle next week. The company says the expedition will showcase the capability of its navigation-guided pilot, which is XPeng's full-stack in-house developed autonomous driving solution for complex driving scenarios on China's highways. The fleet of P7s will drive across 10 cities in China. The expedition is being joined by more than 200 auto journalists, EV enthusiasts, and industry experts over the course of 7 days, meaning XPeng could see some publicity by the end of the week if the autonomous driving goes smoothly. This week in Barron's mentions the stocks and themes that are drawing attention in Barron's weekly edition. The publication tackles investing in the space race in the latest issue. While space tourism gets the attention, Barron says investors can pick from companies creating actual revenue across satellite makers, launch service providers, and even space logistics companies. On the pricier and more speculative side are companies aiming to provide satellite service like AST and Science, Astra, Black Sky Holdings, and Momentus. Of all the startups in the space race, Barron says its favorite is Rocket Lab USA, which is merging with SPAC Vector Acquisition. This week's issue also pitches the bull case for Elf Beauty and Splunk. This week in our single stock focus, we're covering Copa with Steven Simpson. Copa closed the week at just under $90. Simpson begins here. Nothing has really gone easy for the airline industry in this pandemic, including a recent resurgence in COVID-19 cases that has led many governments to reinstitute strict or at least stricter travel restrictions. That's not going to make life any easier for Copa Holdings as it tries to balance capacity, costs, and cash burn across its Latin American footprint. But it doesn't also change my long-term view all that much. Copa shares have appreciated almost 80% since my last update, but I still think there's more left in these shares as travel demand recovers. Copa simplifies its fleet and continues to leverage long-term growth through its very valuable Panama-centered hub and spoke system. With long-term adjusted revenue growth adjusted to a pre-pandemic starting point of 4% and low double-digit FCF margins, actually a contraction from the trailing decade, I still see double-digit annualized total return potential today. January's air traffic number for Copa was hardly good, with revenue passenger miles down 66%, but February's number was even worse, down 69%, as the company saw the impact of renewed strengthened restrictions in response to a resurgence in COVID-19 infections. While it is pretty much a regional, if not global, phenomenon at this point, Argentina, Cuba, and Uruguay have been a little more aggressive in their recent restrictions. The good news, such as it is that Copa's load factor improved about 600 BP from January to February, meaning that Copa did a better job of reducing capacity and better aligning it with actual travel demand. Copa can't make real money at these levels of utilization, but maximizing load factor does at least limit the downside while still maintaining some availability for customers. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew neutral on Copa, with one bullish and one bearish. And check out our new video series, CEO Interviews, hosted by yours truly, launching tomorrow, Monday, March 22nd. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great week.